Milot criticized Juno policymakers during his keynote speech to the Southeast Conference mid-session summit. The audience was more than 100 government, business, nonprofit, and tribal leaders from around the region. He lambasted officials for trying to annex parts of nearby Admiralty Island. Leaders from Angoon, the island's only city, oppose what they call a land grab.
Juno needs to recognize that it is the capital of Alaska, but also the regional center of Southeast. And it has a responsibility and an obligation to reach out affirmatively to every other community in Southeast and say, let's be neighbors and let's work together and let's build a place that is unassailable by the legislature or anyone else who would seek to divide us.
The Juno Assembly voted last month to add 4 parcels to its borough, including parts of Northern Admiralty Island. It later dropped 1 parcel after hearing objections from cabin owners, most of whom live in Juno. Milot, a former Juno mayor, says officials should have the same response to objections from the island's traditional residents.
The people of Angoon feel so passionate and spiritual about all of Admiralty Island, all of Admiralty Island. They're concerned about economic development on that side of the island now. What's the future of their island that they share with the rest of our country as one of the most beautiful places on the face of the earth?
Most of Admiralty Island's 1 million or so acres are protected as a national monument. It's often used for subsistence hunting and fishing, and development is extremely limited. But it's also home to the Greens Creek Mine, which has already been annexed by the capital city. Juno Mayor Ken Kelsch says Milot is wrong about officials not reaching out to its neighbors.
We attempted to go over to Angoon several times and were not able to find one that was acceptable to the mayor and group over there that we were trying to meet up with.
Kelsch says he'll continue to try to set up a meeting. He also noted that Angoon Mayor Pauline Jim has since come before the assembly to voice her city's objections. Angoon residents cite their traditional ties to the island. Kelsch says Juno also has longtime connections to the land, including historic trade routes. The annexation process can take at least a year. Kelsch says that gives Angoon and other opponents more chances to object.
The local boundary commission that's set up by the state has public hearings once we put the application in and involves everyone possible that would be affected by it.
Juno began looking at expanding its borough after losing a boundary battle with Petersburg. Both boroughs claimed rights to absorb acreage on the mainland between the two communities. Juno lost, in part because Petersburg petitioned for the property first, so officials began looking at other areas within model borough boundaries set years before. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juno.